Chapter 21. That we must rest in God above all goods and gifts. Above all things and in all things thou shalt rest always in the Lord, O my soul, for he himself is the eternal rest of the saints. Grant me, most sweet and loving Jesus, to rest in thee above every creature, above all health and beauty, above all glory and honour, above all power and dignity, above all knowledge and skilfulness, above all riches and arts, above all joy and exaltation, above all fame and praise, above all sweetness and consolation, above all hope and promise, above all merit and desire, above all gifts and rewards which thou canst give and pour forth, above all joy and tribulation which the mind is able to receive and feel, in a word, above angels and archangels, and all the army of heaven, above all things visible and invisible, and above everything which thou, O God, art not. For thou, O Lord my God, art best above all things. Thou only art the Most High, thou only the Almighty, thou only the All-Sufficient and the fullness of all things. Thou only all-delightsome and the all-comforting, thou alone the altogether lovely and altogether loving, thou alone the most exalted and most glorious above all things, in whom all things are and were and ever shall be, altogether and all-perfect. And thus it falleth short and is insufficient whatsoever thou givest to me without thyself, or whatsoever thou revealest or dost promise concerning thyself, while thou art not seen or fully possessed. Since verily my heart cannot truly rest, nor be entirely content, except it rest in thee, and go beyond all gifts and every creature. O my most beloved spouse, Jesus Christ, most holy lover of my soul, ruler of this whole creation, who shall give me the wings of true liberty, that I may flee to thee and find rest? O when shall it be given me to be open, and to receive thee to the full, and to see how sweet thou art, O Lord my God? When shall I collect myself altogether in thee, that because of thy love I may not feel myself at all, but may know thee only, above every sense and pleasure, in measure not known to others? But now I ofttimes groan, and bear my sad estate with sorrow, because many evils befall me in this vale of miseries which continually disturb and fill me with sorrow and encloud me, continually hinder and fill me with care, allure and entangle me, that I cannot have free access to thee, nor enjoy that sweet intercourse which is always near at hand to the blessed spirits. Let my deep sighing come before thee, and my manifold desolation on the earth. O Jesus, light of eternal glory, solace of the wandering soul, before thee my mouth is without speech, and my silence speaketh to thee. How long will my Lord delay to come unto me? Let him come unto me, his poor and humble one, and make me glad. Let him put forth his hand and deliver his holy one from every snare. Come, O come, for without thee shall be no joyful day or hour, for thou art my joy, and without thee is my table empty. I am miserable, and in a manner imprisoned and loaded with fetters, until thou refresh me by the light of thy presence, and give me liberty, and show thy loving countenance. Let others seek some other things instead of thee, whatsoever it shall please them, but for my part nothing else pleaseth or shall please, save thou, my God, my hope, my eternal salvation. I will not hold my peace, nor cease to implore, until thy grace return, and until thou speak to me within. Behold, here I am, behold, I come to thee, for thou didst call me. Thy tears and the longing of thy soul, thy humbleness and contrition of heart have inclined me and brought me to thee. And I said, Lord, I have called upon thee, and I have longed to enjoy thee, being ready to reject everything for thy sake. For thou didst first move me to seek thee. Therefore blessed be thou, O Lord, who has wrought this good work upon thy servant, according to the multitude of thy mercy. What then hath thy servant to say in thy presence, save to humble himself greatly before thee, being always mindful of his own iniquity and vileness? For there is none like unto thee in all marvels of heaven and earth. Excellent are thy works, true are thy judgments, and by thy providence are all things governed. Therefore praise and glory be unto thee, O wisdom of the Father. Let my mouth and my soul and all created things praise and bless thee together.